Hello everyone, my name is Liam Cavanaugh, and I'm a program manager with the Sync Framework team, also part of the SQL Azure team. Today I want to introduce you to a new technology called SQL Azure Data Sync. The purpose of SQL Azure Data Sync is to allow you to take an existing SQL Server database that you might have existing in your organization and extend that data to SQL Azure, tie it together through bidirectional synchronization, and allow you to push information back and forth. The purpose being that you can take some or all of your SQL Server data and make that available in the cloud, make it available in SQL Azure to start writing new applications. And while you work on those existing applications, people on your on-premises, people in your organization can continue to work against a SQL Server. Changes get propagated out to SQL Azure, and then it allows you to start building these new applications so you can have public access to this information. But to get started, what I'm going to do is walk through a demonstration that shows how I can take the AdventureWorks database and extend that to SQL Azure. Before I get started, I want to point to you where you can go to download these technologies right now. What you do is if you go to azure.com, and from the tabs at the top, you can go under Developers, SQL Azure, SQL Data Sync, and that will bring you to this page, and will bring two pieces of software that you can download, install close to your SQL Server database to configure the synchronization from SQL Server to SQL Azure. Once you've downloaded that, you can go under All Programs, Microsoft Sync Framework, and launch a tool called the SQL Azure Data Sync tool for SQL Server. And right now, this is just a wizard. This is going to walk me through the steps that I need to configure and set up the sync relationship between these two databases. So to get started, the first thing it's going to ask me for is my SQL Azure server name. So since I have previously set that up, I can just enter that information. But before I get started, let me go over to SQL Management Studio and give you a little bit additional background. You can see I have a connection to two databases. The first one is my SQL Server database, and I just have the basic AdventureWorks database that I'm going to use to extend to SQL Azure. And then over here, I have a connection to my SQL Azure server. This one happens to be sitting in the Southwest US, and it currently doesn't have any databases, but in a minute, we're going to take this AdventureWorks database and extend that to SQL Azure. So to get started, the easiest way is just grab the URL and paste that in. Next thing is what type of database you want me to create. What name is it going to be? I'm going to call it AdventureWorks. And I put in my user password, test the connection, make sure that works, everything's good. Next thing it is asks me for my SQL Server database. So we knew that is called AdventureWorks LT2008, test that connection, make sure that's good. And on the next page, it's going to connect to that database and ask me for a set of tables that I want to be available in SQL Azure. So I could choose all of them if I wish to do so. I could also choose specific ones, like for example, customer and product, and just synchronize those over to SQL Azure. We have conflict detection and resolution. So if you're making changes in either location, and we can detect those changes when there's a conflict, maybe I'm updating John Smith's fax number to the same value. When it comes in, you can automatically resolve that. You can put in table ordering so that it applies changes in a specific order. And finally, it's going to give me a summary of what it's going to do. I know I can fit it into a 1 GB SQL Azure database, so I'm going to let that create it in that format. So let me get started. At this point, it's going out and it's creating my SQL Azure database. It's creating those two tables that I had specified, the product and address database, and is also creating a SQL agent job that will schedule synchronization based on my specific requirements. You can see it's already completed the synchronization. I can click on Finish. And if I expand the SQL agent jobs now, we can see there's a new job called AdventureWorks down here that I can launch manually for the first time to get the first synchronization going. As I mentioned, this is all scheduling so that I can go into SQL agent and change it however I need to if I want to run it, you know, every 10 minutes, maybe once a day, maybe once a week. All that type of thing can be done programmatically through the schedule. So that's done. It's actually pushed all of those changes to SQL Azure, and I can close that down. And let me expand my SQL Azure server now, refresh it, and we can see it's created that database. I can see a couple of tables that have been created. I have my customer table, I have my product table, and these other tracking tables are what we create to efficiently allow us to grab the incremental changes. Because you don't want to move all the data whenever you sync. You just want to take what's changed and efficiently push that back and forth. So to complete this, let me open up a query against this SQL Azure server and make sure I actually got the data. Say, zoom in here and you can see that it actually is connected to my SQL Azure server. And I'll say select star from customer. Press F5. And here we go. It's brought that back the data. I can see down here that there are 847 rows that have been synchronized and now incomplete. Anytime I make changes to either location, I can then synchronize those back and forth. I can now start writing new applications. So that's an introduction to our SQL Azure Data Sync. So I welcome you to go to azure.com, download SQL Azure Data Sync. And in my next webcast, I'm going to introduce you to our data sync service to then allow you to take this data and extend it to multiple data centers. So thanks for joining.